Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I just want Kenosha to stay strong. I wish that we could have more support. What happened last summer shouldn't have happened. It was too devastating to go through here, and it was like a war zone. That just is not something that people should even know. My grandson had to see this for him, and I feel sorry for him that way. So, yes, the support from outside coming in to help us if needed, that's wonderful. At least we're a step further than we were last summer.
Resident of Kenosha, Wisconsin, worried about the verdict coming back today and there being rioting again in their city, saying it shouldn't happen last year. No, it shouldn't have. Shouldn't have happened anywhere in America that way, but it did. So we're awaiting a verdict. Could happen while we're on the air. Frankly, I'd kind of like it if it did happen while we're on the air, but I think a lot of jury watchers think they had all day yesterday, and maybe today they get around to it. More on that coming up in a little bit.
Plus, a move to normalize minor attracted persons. They're not pervs, pedophiles, child rapists. They're minor attracted persons. That's the newest thing on college campuses.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at this headline that just came across seconds ago from the Wall Street Journal. Drug overdose deaths fueled by fentanyl hit a record high in the United States.
Holy cow, we beat the opioid records of a couple of years ago?
Right. After astounding records over the last however many years, we set a new record. The nation recorded more than 100,000 fatalities over 12 months for the first time ever.
Wow.
This fits into a personal story I have to tell, but first these numbers as they've just come across. This is according to the CDC. There were an estimated 100,306 drug deaths in the 12 months running through April. This marks nearly a 29% rise from the deaths recorded in the same period a year earlier. Remember how we were hearing during the shutdown all the people that were dying of drugs? It went up another 30% during the last year of the shutdown.
You know, the New York Times just flashed a headline. It's more than the total of car wrecks and drug and gun violence combined.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
The number of overdoses.
Yeah, clearly. It looks like 2021 will be worse than 2020, and that set a record. So there you go. So they're talking about the fentanyl stuff and opioids we've been talking about. You came across this in The Atlantic?
Correct, yeah. It's a long excerpt from a brand new book.
That is getting no attention as far as I can tell. And I take in a lot of news from a lot of different sources. And I haven't heard anybody mention it. But here, that there's a new meth on the streets and has been for a while that makes people incredibly crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Really fast.
Damages their brains, causes severe mental illness within weeks.
So I'm thinking about this yesterday after an incident. I'm at the grocery store. A quite upscale grocery store in a quite upscale neighborhood of an expensive town to live in. But it's on the West Coast, so that means Homelessville, no matter where you are. Just the way it is. But so I'm in the grocery store and don't generally run into homeless people in the grocery store. Certainly not this grocery store. Certainly not where I am. And in the grocery store, and this guy comes around the corner, like with his arms flailing. I'm with my 9-year-old son, Henry. And if you're new to this show, maybe you don't know the story that we were accosted by a homeless person in quite the violent, horrible way several years back when they were kids. This guy is in prison for many, many years because of this. My kids have quite the response to homeless people in general, especially a guy like this. So this guy comes around the corner and says, and I can't say what he said because he's using all kinds of, you know, really foul language. God, GD this, GD that, gotta, waving his arms saying, then I ever see that guy, I'm gonna kill him. Hey, I'm bipolar and I gotta take away my medicine. And he looks right at me and he's pointing, and I mean, he's right in front of me. He's pointing and said, and if I see him again, I'm gonna kill the MF, or I'm gonna kill him. And I'm like, and I'm standing in the aisle of the dairy aisle of this brightly lit, beautiful grocery store with the soft rock playing in the background and thinking, what the hell is going to happen here? What is this about? And Henry kind of is behind me. He's scared to death because we've had this experience before. And luckily the guy turns away from me and starts ranting and raving and walking away from me. I didn't know if he's going to throw a punch at me or I didn't know what was going to happen. Cause I mean, he's screaming, I'm going to kill the MF-er, looking right in my face, pointing in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Just fantastic. Henry's shaking with fear because, like I said, we've gone through this before. And I'm just, like, in my mind, I'm just thinking, I'll bet this is the new meth. He's talking about being a schizophrenic and bipolar and all these different things. I'll bet it's the new meth. He's one of those people. Not that that makes it any better at the time or it excuses him being on the street or in the grocery store or anything like that. But I'll bet it's the new meth.
Yeah. Yeah.
When are we going to wake up to that?
I don't know. I think, and it hadn't occurred to me when we were talking about this at the time, because I assumed, you know, a publication as well thought of as The Atlantic. It's widely redistributed. The jabbering heads of the world, including ourselves, tend to read it now and again or get alerts from it. So I thought, wow, okay, this is huge. This is so important because there is a major crisis in so many American cities with bums and junkies. And you can say homeless if you want, but the classic homeless person doesn't bother anybody.
No.
It's bums and junkies
that bother people. These are drug addicts.
Right.
You know, and whether it's their fault or not, I don't know. You can, you know, judge that however you want. But regardless, you got a drug addict now crazy because he's ruined his brain person. What are we going to do about this? Like, at this grocery store, I took a picture, and I was going to tweet it out, but I decided not to a couple of weeks ago. I took a picture of a guy sleeping right in front of the door of this same grocery store, and now I've had this guy inside the grocery store.
Right.
So it's not safe to be inside the grocery store. A couple of years ago, there wouldn't have been one person like that within miles of this grocery store.
Right. Well, the point I was driving at was that we expected that story to be widely picked up and discussed broadly. I believe that it's not being discussed. It has not gotten picked up and echoed because it quote unquote blames the victim. Just purely recognizing fact. Never mind who blames whom. Recognize facts. I think that's number one. And number two, I mean, for instance, and the story focuses a great deal on LA and some other California cities. In Cal Unicornia, Gavin Newsom has dedicated $12+ billion to quote unquote deal with the homeless epidemic, which is mostly a drug addict epidemic. That money is going to somebody. That money is going to well-connected on the left organizations, and they have billions of dollars of the taxpayers' largesse at stake. They're not going to screw it up by bringing up inconvenient facts. So you're not getting anybody discussing it. And it's just, it's horrifying. By the way, I think it's worth mentioning that Jack and I, for, God, decades lived within, you know, as the crow flies, just, you know, 25 miles, something like that. Me in a conservative county, Jack in a liberal county. That S doesn't wash in Conservativeville, California. In red counties in California, it does not wash. It's all about policy.
Yeah, and even where this place was, there, like I said, a couple of years ago, you would have never seen anybody like that within miles of this particular grocery store in this neighborhood. I mean, it just would have been unthinkable. Now you got a guy sleeping in front of the door when I was there a couple of days ago, and a guy inside the store when I'm there yesterday.
Yeah.
That's how much it's changed. But so you're right, there are two angles of it. You got the soft hearts out there, and God bless you, you know, we need you to care about the world. I think you're way off track on a lot of this. I think when you give money to one of these people, I think you're a moron for giving money to these people, like hand cash on the street. But So you got that crowd who doesn't want to blame the victim. But then the other crowd, the homeless industrial complex with the billions of dollars washing around, it blows up the whole structure of the thing if you're going to accept this. It immediately falls apart. Your right. whole plan for how you're going to spend your money and who's going to get it immediately falls apart if you're going to acknowledge this new meth. So what do you
think? The problem is housing. Housing is expensive. People need housing to get on their feet, to take a shower, to straighten their tie and show up for their job interview. They're tweakers and they're taking new meth, different chemical composition that gives them severe mental illness.
It's crazy, man. And this guy walks around the grocery store, and so, Henry, my son really wanted me to go tell somebody or get a security guard or whatever, and I was going to, but I was trying to avoid him. So, like, we're going around corners, I'm looking down the aisle. It's the middle of the day, there's hardly anybody in this giant grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I'm climbing, cause I don't want to run into the guy again, cause he's a guy that clearly it could turn into a confrontation really, really fast.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm walking around the corner.
He's got no control, he's out of control.
And eventually I see him go out the front door, so he just wandered around the store for a while and left, and went back, and, you know, went on his way as a crazy, probably violent person.
Yeah, just waiting for that encounter with some innocent victim that turns tragic.
Yeah, exactly, that makes the news.
Well, a couple of pieces of good news for you. Number one, the author of that fabulous new book, the title of which I don't have in front of me, but it has to do with fentanyl and the new meth, Sam Quinones, is going to be an Armstrong and Getty Extra Large podcast guest in the next couple of weeks. We'll let you know when we interview him. Also, great news, we have a whale sighting.
Oh.
We're asking you to support Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, as we have for years.
I hear it. There's
Yar. It's off the port bow.
It's off the port? I thought it was off the starboard. Which is right and which is left? I don't know.
Yar. Can never remember.
Yar. That's why we keep going in circles.
We have a $5,000 contribution from Delicious Aged Bat Juice Lover. Delicious Aged Bat Juice Lover has donated $5,000. Thank you, Delicious. That's a delicious bit of support for a fabulous organization that intercedes and helps our heroes when they need it the most and squeezes your donation, every single cent of goodness out of it. They waste nothing on big fat administration or expensive advertising. It's all about volunteers. Go to ArmstrongandGetty.com to donate, even if it's $10, whether it's $10 or $50,000, ArmstrongandGetty.com.
This will take 10 seconds. Gladys, hit the drum roll because we promised an update to see where we are for the day. We're trying to raise $500,000. By close of business on Friday, close of the show, we are currently at $191,761.
Nice. Nice progress.
191, but it's Wednesday.
It's going to save lives. It's going to save lives, that money.
We're halfway through our shows and we're on a halfway to $500,000. It's got me a little nervous. Go to ArmstrongandGetty.com, click on the banner, donate some money. So, the jury has the Rittenhouse case. What is going on there in Kenosha?
How did we get here? Let's remind ourselves of some of the events that have unfolded. Plus, I'll get to that college. Normalize pedophilia.
Oh, boy.
That's the next thing on your campuses. I know. You know, the China, whoever thinks we're decadent and fading as an empire, we let this crap go on. We are. But we'll battle against it with ye coming up. Don't go away.
Armstrong and Getty.
Dealing with car repairs can feel like a lose-lose situation. You lose your money and your time.
If you don't have the right coverage, just one repair could bleed you dry.
But ever since we called CarShield, not worried about expensive repairs anymore. CarShield administrators handle the paperwork and expensive payments so you don't have to.
Yep, it's a win-win. CarShield could save you thousands. You get to pick your favorite mechanic to do the work, and CarShield's administrators take care of the rest.
It's like they're your own personal team of auto repair problem solvers.
Plans from CarShield even provide roadside assistance, rental coverage, and trip reimbursement.
All at no additional charge. So whether your car has 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles, CarShield has monthly coverage options to fit your budget.
Get coverage today and see why CarShield cars go farther. Visit CarShield.com/Armstrong to save 10%. That's CarShield.com/Armstrong. A deductible may apply.
So visit CarShield.com/Armstrong. Again, you'll save 10%. Go to CarShield.com/Armstrong.
During the season of giving, you might give away more than you want.
Sweater for Mom, video game for Jake, and my credit card for someone named Gina?
More online activity can mean more exposed personal info. But LifeLock by Norton has identity theft protection all wrapped up. And if you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions. But you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com today.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this...
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not... No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to in North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, this is a pretty crazy story. Apparently, Russia just fired a missile that blew up one of their old satellites, and it created thousands of pieces of debris in space. Vladimir Putin was like, "Oh, sorry, it was gender reveal gone way too far." Yeah. Yeah, he is.
I wouldn't have minded hearing more of that ridiculous riff. That was pretty funny. His Putin's good, too. The Pooter does not care, man.
No.
He just does not care. You know, Ukraine's about to get invaded. I've finally figured out what's going on. Have you followed at all is it Belarus, Poland border conflict?
Yeah.
Man, is that crazy. Well, I, you know, I can explain it to you coming up in a little bit, but Belarus and their dictator, what's-his-face, is...
That's the country where they forced down that plane to nab a reporter they didn't like.
Right, right, yeah. The dictator there is trying to punish the European Union by luring tons of immigrant or refugees to Belarus, then turning them loose on the EU. He's weaponized... refugees and immigrants. He's probably studied what's happened on the U.S. border and realized, you know, that, it can be divisive and crazy. And so he's, you know, trying to punish the EU for punishing him. Anyway, we can get into that a little more later. There is definitely a move afoot to normalize absolutely every aspect of sexual activity. And some of it, some of you probably agree with completely. I mean, the idea that nobody could ever admit to being gay for fear of a beating or a jailing or whatever, it's not good. Not good at all. I think we've come in a positive direction in a lot of ways. On the other hand, your super lefty, sexually libertine areas of the country, like San Francisco, where grown men whip naked men on the streets, that's a little far from my taste. Well, there's a professor at Old Dominion University in Virginia, Dr. Alan Walker, been placed on administrative leave. He published a book, and he's been doing research and lecturing on normalizing what he calls minor attracted persons. The idea is they're people who are attracted to children sexually, but they don't act on it. And they shouldn't be judged or frowned upon or be frowned upon or looked down upon. He's calling for that sort of person to be destigmatized. Trying to normalize the term minor attracted persons. He's the author of the book A Long Dark Shadow, Minor Attracted People in Their Pursuit of Dignity, which challenges widespread assumptions that persons who are preferentially attracted to minors, often referred to as pedophiles, are necessarily also predators and sex offenders. This book takes readers into the lives of non-offending minor attracted persons.
Well, I think there are people that are wired that way, and, science still doesn't know why that happens, why some people are born that way, or something happens in your childhood that causes you to be that way, that are attracted to, you know, underage people. But what's with the whole, I don't quite understand, so they're not acting on it. Well, then what's the point of, I don't even get it. I don't get it on any level.
I think this guy is probably struggling with the same thing and is trying to say there's nothing wrong with feeling those urges. These are fine folks. And actually,
I'm not
going to
do anything.
Exactly.
I just feel this way. Okay, well, even if that's true, so what? So you're supposed to have meetings every Thursday night? And I still don't understand the point.
Yeah, well, I think it's just the first step in normalization.
I think you're right.
Profiles in the book is a foster parent who was... And then he ended up molesting a foster child.
Yeah, you don't get to be a foster parent.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
If you're sexually attracted to young people, you can't be around them ever. Because obviously at some point,
well, surprisingly, the university said, too much, you're out. Go.
Good.
We can't have you teaching.
Good. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast, armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it is my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
The Fat Bull and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Fat Bull and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's time. If you've waited to get the COVID-19 vaccine, a clinic for those 5 years and older will be held at the Shasta Community Health Center at 3270 Churn Creek Road in Reading on Friday, November 19th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Brought to you by the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and the Seek Center in partnership with the Shasta Community Health Center. Booster vaccine will also be available. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out roundtable pizza, Dutch Bros, Walmart, and Starbucks gift cards. At the COVID-19 Vaccine Clinic, Friday, November 19th, Shasta Community Health Center, Churn Creek Road, Reading.
Hey there, Reading. This is Nigel Skeet. And on Wednesday, November 24th, from 6 to 7 p.m., we are launching a new show called Reading Weekly. We are combining the California Adventure District radio show with the Reading Weekly radio show on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7. So you will be able to plan what you're going to do the coming weekend. Until that time, you can go to readingweekly.com and start submitting your events. We will see you November 24th.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season. And remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Everyone's waiting to see it coming.
The people who were protesting against what Rittenhouse did, do they think that he will be convicted just when they were talking to you?
Frankly, they don't. And part of this is pushing that. They think that they want to push and pressure the jury or pressure the court to hold Kyle Rittenhouse accountable in their words.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So they're just saying the quiet part out loud, as people like to say. You got protesters in front of the courthouse there in Kenosha, Wisconsin, around the Rittenhouse trial as the jury is deliberating. And the reporter on MSNBC tells Joy Reid, yep, they're here to try to intimidate the jury.
Pressure, intimidate, same thing.
Fantastic. And yeah. You would feel pressure and intimidation. How would you not, if you're a juror? They're not sequestered, remember. So they deliberated all day long yesterday, walked out of the courthouse, walked through the parking lot, I assume seeing all the protesters and National Guardsmen, so they're completely aware, even if you're following the judge's orders and not following the news when you get home or whatever, you'd be walking past National Guardsmen with guns and protesters with bullhorns pushing and shoving each other, walk to your car and then drive home. You fully are aware how dangerous the situation this is as a juror.
Right. Well, even if it's not like that, literally, they can hear some of the chanting in the courtroom, I'm told. So they're more than aware of what's going on. I mean, it's got to be at least preoccupying. And the jurors are not supposed to be preoccupied by anything but the testimony they've heard in court. So a couple of things. First of all, and we brought this back from yesterday. It's just so strange. If you've actually watched a substantial amount of this trial, which I have, it is absolutely clear that the prosecution is reaching like crazy. It's a classic self-defense case, and so they're throwing anything they can at the wall, including just trying to tar the defendant's character, which seems like it ought to be out of bounds to me. But a couple of quick clips from the prosecution's final arguments. First of all, in clip 45, we have Der Binger, Mr. Binger, who's talking about Mr. Rosenbaum, one of the shootees, convicted child rapist, a string of offenses, just gotten out of a mental institution, so was running wild on the streets committing acts of, well, he actually describes them. But for some reason, the prosecutor who's supposed to enforce the law in that area, listened to him describe the crimes of Mr. Rosenhaus? I just lost it. Rosenbaum. Go ahead, 45.
So what does he do that night? Oh, let me tell you all the awful things Joseph Rosenbaum did. He tipped over a porta potty that had no one in it. He swung a chain. He lit a metal garbage dumpster on fire. Oh, and there's this empty wooden flatbed trailer that they pulled out in the middle of the road, and they tipped it over to stop some bearcats, and they lit it on fire. Oh, and he said some bad words. He said the N-word.
What?
What?
That was you trying to convince me he was a good guy and...
He did nothing. He was a good guy.
He set a bunch of things on fire and created a bunch of mayhem and dropped
swung chains and screamed N-bomb.
And dropped the N-bomb, which is generally like a death penalty a crime in this country.
And he chased down a 17-year-old boy and tried to beat him.
He swung a chain. Yeah, I don't want people swinging chains and setting things on fire in my town.
As if that has anything to do with anything. If the guy had been reading verses of the Bible to 9-year-olds all evening and then tried to chase down a young man and beat him, then it's a self-defense case. That's utterly irrelevant and wildly irresponsible. James Krause, his portly associate also took a shot at explaining why self-defense is irrelevant anyway in 46.
Everybody takes a beating sometimes, right? Sometimes you get in a scuffle and maybe you do get hurt a little bit. That doesn't mean you could just start plugging people with your full metal jacket AR-15 rounds, and no, bullets are not bullets.
I don't know what the lead up was to that, but is he making the assumption that we all get beaten sometimes in our lives? I don't think that's true.
Well, he said you should take a beating from the mob before you squeeze the trigger. That was his message. And Tucker Carlson last night showed some pictures of people, showed some videos of people who went ahead and took a beating from a mob. And it was sickening. I hope you didn't see it.
Yeah, Laura Logan took a beating from a mob.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah. Well, thank God she didn't have a gun or something ugly might have happened. And that is sarcasm, my friends, if you're not familiar with the incident or have a poor sense of that sort of thing. And speaking of Tucker Carlson, he did some really good editorializing, I think, last night, reminding us exactly how we got to this point and the role of the media in it. The media, which has inexplicably during this trial tried to whip up racial hatred, even though everybody involved is white. Let's start with clip 43.
So it's worth pausing for a moment to ask, how do we get here exactly? Well, here's one summary that caught our eye. Today, a Hill staffer called Billy Griven summed it up in the following way, quote, "We're waiting to see if riots break out because of media lies about a case from a riot that happened because of media lies." Well, that's nicely put, and it's totally true. The August 2020 riot in Kenosha wasn't really a riot in the way that we understand riots. It was an outbreak of political violence. It began 3 days after the Democratic Convention. That was the context for it. It was, in fact, one of many riots that summer across the country, all of which were explicitly supported by the leadership of the Democratic Party. We're not making this up. Look it up. What was the point of these riots? Well, of course, big picture, the point was to unseat Donald Trump.
You know, maybe you agree with that point of view, maybe you don't, but he goes on to describe the specific circumstances, and they may refresh your memory.
In the specific case of Kenosha, we know exactly the chain of events that led to where we are today. A man called Jacob Blake was shot by the police. Immediately, the media and the Democratic politicians they served lied about what happened. So they told us that a cop shot Jacob Blake in the back for no apparent reason. And by the way, Jacob Blake was unarmed. He was helpless. They just pulled him out of a lineup and shot him, because that's what America's like. Kamala Harris then jumped in and said she was, quote, proud of Jacob Blake. Like he was a civil rights hero, like he was shot for being the wrong color, as so often happens in the systemically racist country. But it was all totally untrue. Not just the themes, but the facts. They were lies. In fact, the police were responding to a call from a woman who said Jacob Blake was trying to kidnap her child. So the police showed up, as they should have. They tried to detain Jacob Blake, and Jacob Blake fought the cops. Then he grabbed a knife. Jacob Blake was holding that knife when he was shot by the police. Jacob Blake admitted that on television. But it was too late. Based on the first false stories from the news media, told intentionally, our leaders suggested that these riots in Kenosha were somehow justified and then allowed them to continue.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
Troubling.
To score political points, I'm proud of Jacob Blake. Keep in mind that woman, and Tucker left this part out, not sure why, the woman who called the police saying he's trying to snatch my child had a restraining order against him because he'd raped her.
Right.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
I'm proud of Jacob Blake.
If I remember correctly, with the kid in the room.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a horrible situation. And I remember when Kamala Harris said she was proud of him. I thought, oh, my God, that is just. Oh.
So
God,
the cops,
everybody, I say this every day, but everybody's playing with this notion of a race war. It's just a game. It's just a game of rhetoric, just scoring points on each side. You know how many more Rittenhouse-style situations we're going to end up with if we continue down this path?
I know.
On both sides of the ledger? People who did it the right way, people who did it the wrong way. I mean, all kinds of awful things are going to happen if we continue down this path.
If you force people to defend their lives and properties themselves, they will. And maybe they're not going to do it the way you like.
Right, and people are going to go way too far, and people are going to be wrong about who they think is guilty. All kinds of awful things are going to happen.
Well, and you know, going back to the original Jacob Blake case, here you have a black woman call the police and say, this guy who I have a restraining order against is trying to snatch my child, he raped me, blah, blah, blah. And one of those disgusting, those dirty, white Kenosha cops, actually I think one of them was of color, anyway, doesn't matter. What do those dirty, disgusting white Kenosha cops do? They go like bats out of hell as fast as they can to help that black woman avoid more victimization. They got between her and a dangerous man to protect her, those evil, evil cops.
Yeah, it's funny. It's never looked at that way. That's a pretty good point. They risked their lives to help a black female.
And then a guy grabs a knife and brandishes it, and he gets plugged. And then the streets of Kenosha burn. Okay. All right, fine. Boy, this is not intentional. But we have lighter fare to come, believe it or not.
I got some really good stuff on what's self-defense and what's not I want to get to at some point, because I think a lot of people probably wonder about that, legally speaking. And, you know, God forbid you're ever in that situation wondering what you legally can do and can't do. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. And if you ever want to become an investment zillionaire, I'll tell you what word to look for. Ooh. If anybody's talking about this word, buy shares in their company.
Okay.
Plastics, Benjamin, plastics. That's like a 60-year-old movie reference. Hey, speaking of safety and your home being safe, it's up to you to protect yourself, your loved ones, your stuff. We highly recommend SimpliSafe Home Security. And right now, SimpliSafe, with its indoor-outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, monitored around the clock by trained professionals, but a lot less and a lot simpler than the other systems, 50% off this week only. 50%.
I always worry that when we tell you the price, you're thinking, oh, okay, so it's kind of like a miniature system or something like that. You can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100. Don't think it's any sort of, you know, kind of security system. It was named the best home security system of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report and several other organizations.
So get to click and take advantage of SimpliSafe's early Black Friday deals. Get 50% off your new home security system by visiting SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. Again, that's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong for 50% off your entire system. We told you about that cool new outdoor camera they have. Sure, get one of those as part of the system. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
Maybe we'll talk about the whole self-defense thing next segment, because I don't want to be the heaviest radio show in America. But it's really, really interesting. I know I was interested in it. If you ever end up in that situation, got a man who masturbated in front of a TSA agent at the airport. I read this story, and initially I thought, oh, this would be kind of a funny thing to talk about. But as I was reading it, I thought, you know what this is? It's the new meth. That's what it is. He's on the new meth.
Oh, yes. He's lost his mind.
He's lost his mind.
Or he's really turned on by carry-on bags. I don't know.
He threatened the TSA agent, started screaming and yelling, all kinds of assault. And then he just dropped his pants and started doing it.
Jacking it? Good Lord.
You didn't need to say that.
I'm shocked by his behavior.
You didn't need to say that, though.
I didn't need to say anything.
I'm so shocked by his behavior, I had to say things I shouldn't say.
Well, that's what he was doing.
What kind of excuse is that?
Accuracy is my hallmark.
In an upcoming episode of Sesame Street, Elmo tags along with a USPS letter carrier to mail his first letter. So that's the new thing for Sesame Street, trying to get kids to mail letters.
Elmo's never heard of email. Or calling on the phone.
I actually think letter writing is a beautiful lost art.
It is.
I won't join you in your irresponsible mockery.
It ain't coming back, though. It ain't coming back.
Oscar's an introvert. Just leave him alone.
Let's teach kids to read the TV guide, too.
Yes. Other lighter fare. Also, you should donate to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station by going to armstrongandgetty.com, clicking on the banner. We'll tell you more about that later. All kinds of good stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you go to the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? You don't want random passerbys looking in on you. Weird. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online?
Armstrong and Getty here, and your online privacy is important, and that's why we use ExpressVPN, and you should too.
Using the internet without a VPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Your internet service provider knows every single website you visit.
Then they can sell this information to tech giants, or who then use your data to target you.
ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone.
It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi is protected.
And all you have to do is just fire up the ExpressVPN app and click one button. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door.
Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free by going to expressvpn.com/Armstrong. That's expressvpn.com/Armstrong for 3 extra months free. ExpressVPN.com/Armstrong.
Hey parents, here's some good news for America's future. Kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible for a COVID vaccine. That means all those future CEOs and artists, world-class chefs and sports stars, the engineers and the innovators, are eligible for a vaccine that can help protect their future. And it's specifically formulated just for them. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, but one thing is for sure. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer. Contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever, the leading sign of COVID and the flu. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
I've been waiting, elevated, hanging on a line.
Yo, yo, yo. We got so much stuff to tell you about today. All of a sudden, I'm getting inundated with things to talk about. Tiger King 2 is going to debut on Netflix, whether you like it or not, but there's an interesting wrinkle to that.
Not.
Oh, what is that?
Yar.
What is that?
I've seen it a whale is off it? The port bow. I think it's the port.
I thought it was
the Stern.
I thought it was my stomach. I had an unfortunate breakfast today. It's a whale, you say?
The Howard Stern bow. That's right. We have a $2,000 contribution to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station from Resist We Much. Let's reward them, Michael.
But resist we much. But resist we much. We must and we will much about that be committed.
And they clearly were committed to supporting Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Wonderful organization. Please join them. Support this organization that helps our heroes. Go to ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Quick drum roll there, Gladys, if you could, because we got a new total that's worth mentioning. We are now over $200,000. $200,105. So.
And far short of our goal, we need everybody to kick in $10 or $10,000.
Yeah.
Or anything in between, obviously.
The Ginger Assassin donated $7.10 for some reason. I'm not exactly sure if that's a significant...
$7.10?
Oh, I get it. $7.10. Is that right? Is that what that... No?
$7.10?
No, that's not... I don't know what it is. Sorry. I don't know what it is. The judge will not rule in time to stop Tiger King 2 from premiering on Netflix.
Enforcing America's anti-pile of crap laws?
Carol Baskin and her husband that she hasn't murdered yet, Howard. And her husband she has not fed to giant cats yet, appeared in federal court Monday trying to stop Tiger King 2 from debuting on Netflix tonight. But the judge said, I can't rule in time. So it's gonna air. The Baskins said, you can't put the genie back in the bottle with this, it airs, blah, blah, blah. Some people are thinking that her greatest talent might be a publicity machine. In terms of getting attention for all these things. And now a whole bunch of people that otherwise would have not heard about Tiger King 2 or only groaned when they heard it. Now she's saying there's so much damaging stuff in there. Please, judge, don't allow it to be seen.
Wait a minute.
Exactly. So,
okay.
I mean, it almost makes me want to watch. I don't think I will. One of the reasons I wanted to mention this, though, is 64 million households watched the original Tiger King in its first month.
Wow.
64 million households.
Wow.
That's a giant hit, man.
Well, and speaking of giant hits, they were doing the old-style meth in that show. If they were doing the new meth, how crazy would it be?
Yeah.
You'd have guys chewing off their own arms. The tigers would be out of the job.
Remember when the tiger bit onto his leg and then he kept calling it the B-word and, like, he was shooting at it or hitting on it? Remember that episode? That was a
called
weird
it the
one.
What now?
He kept calling the tiger, kept saying, you bitch, to that tiger that was chawing on his leg.
Oh.
And he's firing off his gun, and then he's got a cast on his leg for the next several episodes. God, that was a weird show.
I'd say.
Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Killed her husband.
Whacked him.
Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
What's happening? I wonder if her new husband likes that song. Or, you know, he might have been involved in the whacking for all I know.
Sleeps with one eye open.
Netflix, which is famously not allowed anybody to know who's watching how many shows. They've kept it all really a secret. And it seemed like some pretty good leverage to me. For whatever reason, have decided, no, we're going to go the other direction now. And they now are going to publish how many people view whatever show. Like, what are the top 10 shows and how many people are viewing it. They must feel like that's going to help the momentum for shows when people hear, hey, you know, 80 million people watched Squid Game last night. I need to jump on and start watching it. But starting today, Netflix is going to start publishing the viewership of all their shows, which I'll find kind of interesting.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think well, you know, it'll be interesting to see. There's some show that's 132 people have watched it.
Yeah, exactly. Some comedian special. It's just his mom and his brother. The only people that watched it.
Whoops.
Hour 3. What is self-defense and what is not, according to a lawyer? Also, the International Olympic Committee has just come out with a major ruling on transgender athletes that I think will surprise you.
Oh, boy.
So we got all that for Hour 3.
If you miss Hour 3, you can get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand wherever you download podcasts, or just go to armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.